Good morning. It is Monday morning. Parshas Bahar, Tavshin Pei Gimel. I'm sorry.
Pei
I'm sorry. Tavshin Pei Dalet. Thank you, Rabbi Frank. I was a year behind. Okay. Parshas Bahar begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah, but this is the one of the best known Rashis in all of Chumash. In fact, the opening line of Rashi, it's really, this is a, it's a sifra, it's a Torah Kahanim. But Rashi begins with the words, Ma inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What does the mitzvah of Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? Because it says, Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe Lemer Bahar Sinai Lemor. Now, it seems that Hashem spoke to Moshe regarding all of the mitzvahs in Har Sinai. So why is it, what is special about Shemitah and Har Sinai? So the way it's phrased is, what does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? V'halo kol ha-mitzvos nemru b'Sinai. I'm reading from Rashi, and the Ramban is citing Rashi at the beginning. All of the mitzvot are given at Sinai. Now, before we get into Rashi's answer, I just want to share with you a little piece of a Gemara in Zvachim, and the Malbim cites this Gemara, and you'll see how relevant it is in just a moment. It's a Gemara in Kuftas Vavam Abeis in Zvachim. The Gemara has a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and something very fundamental. Okay, I'm going to read the words. Rabbi Shmuel says, Klolos Nemer B'Sinai. The general rules, the general mitzvahs were all said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, but not all of the particulars. Upratos in the particulars of the mitzvah, Ba'ol Moed, was said in the Ohel Moed, because when Hashem called out to Moshe after the Ohel Moed is erected, right, the tent of meeting, so then Hashem filled in everything else. So in other words, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the caption of all mitzvahs were given over in Har Sinai, but the fine print was given in the Ohel Moed, okay? Rabbi Akiva differs. He says, Klolos upratos nemer b'Sinai. Everything was given Har Sinai. All the general mitzvahs and all of the particulars, everything that you need to know, was given over in Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nishnu, and they were repeated, Ba'ol Moed and the Ohel Moed. And now, and what the Gemara is about to say, everyone agrees with, V'nishtalshu b'arvos Moed, and arvos Moed, in the plains of Moed, which is in Devarim, the Sefer, the book of Devarim, everything was repeated a third time. Notice, everything that you see in Sefer Devarim was really only a repetition of what was already given over to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, according to Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, everything that was the general rules that were given in Har Sinai, and then the Pratim, the particulars in the Ohel Moed, all of that was repeated in Arvos Moed. Rashi gives an example. What does this mean? The general, I said it was the caption. Rashi says there in Zvachim, Kegon, it says a pasuk, and it says this was given on Har Sinai. Mizbach Adama Ta'asali, you should make a mizbeach, an altar of earth. Vizavachta Allah, and you will offer on this altar various sacrifices, olos ushlomim, my burnt offerings, peace offerings. Now, velonis parashu, but at that point when the Torah said that, it did not explain hilchas olos ushlomim shom. It didn't say what the shlomim and ola were, how to do it, but it didn't say all of the rituals, the hefshef v'nituach. It didn't talk about flaying the animal, and so all the many rituals that have to do with the korbanos were not given, were not said there. Rabbi Shmuel says all Hashem said is that in on Har Sinai to bring an ol and a shlomim. Exactly what is that ol and a shlomim? That had to wait another 9.5 months till from the time that the Har Sinai occurred, from the time that we got the Torah until the Mishkan was erected. We went over this when we were learning about the Mishkan, was about 9.5 months later, because the Torah was given on what we call Shavuos, let's say the 6th of Sivan, and then 9.5 months later, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that the Mishkan was erected. So, okay, so this is a backdrop. So this is very fundamental to know, because you want to know exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu heard on Har Sinai. Rabbi Akiva says everything, and then it was repeat. Everything that you have in Vayikra was a repetition, and then there's another repetition in Sefer Devarim. The Rebbe Shmuel says no. Only the headlines were given in Har Sinai. The fine print was given in Vayikra. Hashem gave it out in the Ohel Moed. And then, according to everybody, it was repeated again in Sefer Devarim. We call that Arvos Moav, the plains of Moav. So getting back to Rashi, right? Ma inyan Shemitah le'inyan Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? V'alo kol ha'mitzvos nemru b'Sinai. Notice I'm reading from the Ramban, but the Ramban is quoting Rashi here, okay? In other words, what the Ramban is saying right now is word for word the language of Rashi. But all the mitzvahs are given on Sinai. Ella, the answer is Ma Shemitah nemru klulosel ufrateho v'dikdukeho b'Sinai. Just like all of the generalities and all of the specifics and all of the nuances were given on Sinai by Shemitah. Afkula nemru klulosein ufratein v'dikdukeho b'Sinai. So too, all of the generalities, particulars, and the nuances were given on Sinai. Kach shnuya b'Toras Kohanim. This is what it says in the Toras Kohanim, and we'll call that the Medrash. That's what Rashi says, citing the Kohanim. So that sounds like who, off the bat? Sounds like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the one that says everything was given there. V'li nira shekach pirusha, and this is still Rashi speaking, and it seems to me that this is v'li nira, this is what it seems. So what does Rashi have to come and say v'li nira? It appears to me that this is the pirush. So in my commentary, the Re'im, the Mizrahi, Rabbi Elio Mizrahi says, he says, because it was not explained in this brisa where they learned out that Shemitah, the Kolosel, Pratel were said in Sinai. Right? If you look at the psukim that are going to follow, it really doesn't have all of the nuances of Shemitah. It's going to say also some generalities. It's going to say that the land should rest, and attend to your field for 6 years and gather in the produce. On the seventh year, it rests. You shouldn't plant, you shouldn't prune, and so on and so forth. I mean, there are general rules, but there's so many other things that have to do with Shemitah. So the Mizrahi explains Rashi, that Rashi's now coming to explain the Toras Kohanim. When it says all of the particulars were said on Har Sinai, it doesn't seem from the pasuk that all the particulars are said on Har Sinai. So that's the way he sets up Rashi. In other words, v'li nirin, it appears to me, shekach pirusha, because if you left well enough alone, I think we would have walked away from this Kohanim and just said, oh, this is Rabbi Akiva, and therefore everything was said in Har Sinai, and we see that from Shemitah. But how does that really work out with Shemitah? Lefisha lomet sinu Shemitah's karkol shenishus v'arvos mo'av. This is like this. In Arvos Mo'av, in Sefer Devarim, we do not find, it's in Devarim Tazvav and Parshas Re'e, it says there at the end of 7 years, the Tasa Shemitah, you make a Shemitah. And there we're talking about the Shemitah of Ksofim, the cancellation of debt. So we know that if you owe someone money and the year of Shemitah comes, that debt is canceled, right? That's the basic halacha. Now, that is mentioned in Sefer Devarim, but the agricultural aspect of the laws of Shemitah are not mentioned there. Lefisha lo matzinu Shemitah's karkol shenishvus Arvos Mo'av. We didn't learn that there. It doesn't say anything like that in Arvos Mo'av. So it wasn't repeated. So lamandu, it must be from the fact that it's not explicated and explained in Sefer Devarim. It must be lamandu, we're learning shiklun losel fratel kulan nemer b'sinai. It must be that everything was said b'sinai. In other words, so Rashi is learning like this. Uvo hakosav alimit kana kol diva b'dibur shenidbar l'moshe b'sinai. And so the pasuk is coming to tell me by saying Bahar Sinai that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Sinai was shemisina hayu kolosein v'dik dukein, that all of the particulars and all of the generalities were said in Har Sinai. V'chazav v'nishtu b'arvismon, they were repeated in arvismon. So Rashi's saying like this. Rashi, there's more than meets the eye over here. Rashi is saying, when it says Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai and he told him the laws of Shemitah, so on a very, very superficial understanding of Rashi is, oh, everything you need to know by Shemitah is right here. And the fact that the Torah says Har Sinai must be that this is a paradigm to everything that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. All the particulars were said in Har Sinai. But Rashi's really not understanding it that way, as Mizrahi points out. Rashi's got a problem. Really, it's not true. Not all the particulars are said over here. It's only more generalities, right? There's a Masechta Shvi'is that has 10 long parakim, 10 chapters of Hilchot, and you know, and everything here is contained in 3 psukim, right? I mean, it's so what, because there's so many other particulars. So Rashi is saying this is what it means. From the fact that in Arvas Moav there was no any explanation about the agricultural halachas of Shemitah, it must be that it was all said to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So in other words, even though it says Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, and the Torah here only gives us several psukim, but it must be beyond the shadow of a doubt that really there's more here than meets the eye. There was a whole host of other fine line halachas that were given over in Har Sinai because we don't find them anywhere else. So for a process of elimination, it must have been said here. So it's a whole new twist the way Rashi's understanding. Now, once you accept that everything was said in Har Sinai, not that I see with my own two eyes in Bahar, I'm understanding that it must have been all given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai because it's nowhere else to be found. If you look in Sefer Devarim, where Shemitah is mentioned again, it's limited to the cancellation of debt aspect of Shemitah. It's not talking about the agricultural part of Shemitah. It must be, Bal Karchach, against our will, we must say, that everything was given to Moshe Har Sinai. And if that's true, if that was given, so if that stands alone as a mitzvah that was given to Moshe with all its particulars in Har Sinai, it must be everything else was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. That's the way Rashi's understanding. Now, the Ramban doesn't accept this, right? He says, I do not accept this at all. Because Shaharbe mitzvahs kishmita shelo nishim v'arvis moav. There are many other mitzvahs, just like Shemitah, that were not repeated in Arvos Moav. There are many mitzvahs, such mitzvahs. V'neida b'hem sh'nemru k'loseim u'frateim m'sine oba omod. It must be that we know through them that their particulars were said either right here in Har Sinai or maybe in the Ol Moed. Now, the commentaries in the Ramban said that the Ramban leaves up for discussion back there and Vayikra, you know, what we knew in Har Sinai, what we knew in Ohol Moed. So that's why the Ramban is just making a kind of not ambiguous, but it's leaving it open for consideration. In other words, Rashi says, oh, the mitzvah Shemitah, if you look in Devarim, is not explained there. It must be. It was all explained in Har Sinai. Says the Ramban, wait a second. Shemitah is not the only one. He says there are many mitzvahs that if you look in Sefer Devarim, you're not going to have the general rules and all of the particulars that are said in Har Sinai. It must be that they too were explained in Har Sinai or at Ohol Moed. So in other words, so you haven't explained why the Torah is singling out Shemitah. Again, you start off, what is so special about Shemitah? What's so special about Shemitah is because everything is explained over here. So everything is explained over here. I can extrapolate that everything else in the Torah is explained in Har Sinai. But Rashi says, but not that I see everything is explained here. It's by the fact that it wasn't explained in Devarim. It must be that it's explained here. So the Ramban says, well, if that's what you're saying, then why again does the Torah pick on Shemitah to be the paradigm? There are many mitzvahs that were not explained in Sefer Devarim, and you must say that they were explained either in Har Sinai or in Ohol Moed. So let them be a paradigm. In other words, what's so special about Shemitah? Va'odim, furthermore, minayin shehukshu shahar dibur shenishu ba'arvis mo'av l'shemitah. How do you know to compare? In other words, one thing we never picked on, the Ramban is now saying, once we have Shemitah is a paradigm. We compare it to all the other mitzvahs. What gives you a right to compare it to all the other mitzvahs? Maybe when the Torah said Har Sinai, it's only this mitzvah. You're saying, just like this one, just like this one, just like this one. It must be everyone. Who says? Maybe it's this one, not everyone else. But in other words, this is his next question. Oh, Minayin Shehukshu Shar Hadibish Nishmas V'Avis Mav LeShemitah. How do you know that all of the other mitzvahs that we don't see their particulars, but we're saying, oh, they too must be that they were all learned in Har Sinai. V'lo yiklol same misinei pratein b'arvis mov. Maybe their generalities were said in Har Sinai, and the particulars were said in Arvis Moav. And what gives you a right to extrapolate from Shemitah that just like Shemitah was said in its entirety in Har Sinai, so too all the mitzvahs? Maybe not so. Maybe some of the other mitzvahs, the generalities were said in Har Sinai, and maybe the particulars were said in Arvis Moav and Sefer Devarim. You know, you, what gives you the license to say that everything like v'chein ha'yiroi yaser lomar ki hanishna is nishna levar patein kilo nemer b'sina elkos, and it makes more sense to say, actually, says the Ramban, that which was repeated in Devarim was repeated exactly precisely for that point, for their particulars, because maybe the particulars were not said in Har Sinai, only in Devarim. Now, so the Ramban is really drilling down on Rashi. He says the first thing that you're saying is that we really don't have the particulars, but it must be because otherwise it's not said anywhere else. Okay, says the Ramban. Number one, there are others that fit that mold also. So why are you singling out Shemitah? And number two, once you assume it is Shemitah, then what gives you a right to say, so everything out there was said in Har Sinai with all its particulars? Maybe not. Maybe there are other mitzvahs that are said only generally speaking in Har Sinai, and the particulars were given in Sefer Devarim, as we read the particulars in Sefer Devarim. Okay, so we left the Ramban with Akasha. Tomorrow morning we'll have to. This is very difficult. It goes for pages. And it's a Rashi that's typically glossed over. Everybody just knows the adage. My Inyan Shemitah Har Sinai, when two people talk and they bring in something that's irrelevant. So the way to say is, well, why Inyan Shemitah Har Sinai? What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? What you're saying is totally irrelevant. It's an adage. It's a way of speaking. But there's more than meets the eye to this Rashi. We'll continue tomorrow morning at 6:25. Have a good day.